This is news from North Country Public Radio.
Vermont writer Garrett Keyser lives in a quiet part of the world, but his new book, The Unwanted Sound of Everything We Want, explores the history of noise. He writes that noise equals power and problems in the industrialized world. Betsy Capus has this review.
Garrett Keyser chose a big, messy topic for his newest book. He describes noise as unwanted sound, and that can vary from person to person. When he travels to Sturgis, North Dakota, to the world's largest motorcycle rally, and what he calls the center of loud America, he's the only one wearing earplugs. Even when he's sitting quietly at home in the woods of northern Vermont, he's aware of the noise he makes in writing a book. To track that noise, he visits a logger at work and a paper mill where he shouts to communicate with his guide. When he asks for a decibel level, no one answers his question. He writes, "In an industrial setting, asking about decibels is a bit like asking a dinner guest how much money he makes." Keyser admits that his quiet laptop is powered by electricity produced by thunderously loud turbines. He writes, "In a book of many ironies, none has impressed me more than the noise I made to write it." Keyser is a talented, thoughtful writer, and he packs this book with facts and observations from around the world and throughout history. He describes a pre-industrial world where Romans complained of the sound of chariots driving along cobblestone streets. A few centuries later, church bells were the loudest sound most people ever heard. The United States government first recognized hearing loss as a wartime disability after the Civil War. Americans seem particularly adamant that we have the right to make noise, with air flights over our national parks, ATVs on public land, and unmuffled motorcycles on the road. Keyser calls noise a weak issue that may not be considered as important as other global problems. Though noise disproportionately affects children, the poor, and the marginalized, people who can't move away from the airport runway or the school next to the railroad tracks. The opposite of noise, peace and quiet, is a valuable commodity. Think of charmingly remote high-end real estate, then imagine a crowded apartment building. As the world becomes increasingly urban and industrialized, noise will continue to rise, though anti-noise advocates have made some headway. In France, airplanes are taxed when their sound is over a certain decibel limit, and that money goes to soundproof homes near the runways. In Japan, the best 100 sounds are a national treasure, and their soundscapes are protected from outside noise. In the last part of his book, Keyser has a section called "Sitting Quietly at the Back, a Set of Resources." He includes a fascinating timeline of noise history and a chart with decibel levels in everyday life. Normal conversation is 60 decibels. A chainsaw is 110, a power lawnmower, 95, a refrigerator, 40. The low range for human hearing damage is 85 decibels. Keyser believes we need to act now to contain the increasing din. He writes, "Sacrifices come in two kinds, loud and quiet. In the loud version, we run around screaming about the latest dire omens, capture the victims, sound the trumpets, invoke the gods, convene the planning commission, and throw the chosen few into the volcano. In the quiet version of sacrifice, a neighbor says to another neighbor, perhaps not even aloud because the neighbor might not have been born yet, this is something I can do without."
Our book reviewer, Betsy Capus, lives in Colton.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.